we finish this section of the Maamar on top, but we have to read the Perush on page. So we're going to read the Perush on page Nun Gimel on the bottom right side. V'zelucha amali bi bakshu panai pnimius aleif haino aleis panecha havaya alakesh. So let's just go straight to the Perush on the left hand column. V'zel Perush hakosiv. Zo perish hakosiv l'cho amar libi bakshu panai es panecha havaya avakesh. The ha b'hotalya v'idegilu chitzonius ha'or, we learned that chitzonius ha'or achrei Hashem, that by a person's avoida. And avoida means with tam, vedas, seichel, hard work. That through that hard work, that's called achre Hashem, to go after Hashem, to seek Hashem. L'chom alivi bakshu panai, es panecha havaya vakesh. Shu ha-shefa heloki ha-mechai mechai mes-olamis, that through the person's avoida, one can connect. One can seek and connect to the Shefa Eloki HaMachai Mekayimus Olamus, that influx of godliness that gives life to and sustains all worlds. And through that, a person is Mesayra HaAdam B'Ahav El Hashem Chitzonius Aleif. The person is awakened with a great feeling of love for Hashem, but this is still called a love of Chitzonius Aleif, a love that comes as a result of his bainanus, of meditation, of contemplation, of thinking deeply about that ziv and ha'ara, that ray, that presence of Hashem, that's mechaya, that's mahava, mechaya, all worlds, that a person then is awakened with a feeling of love, b'chitzonius aleif, habor lidei bitui, b'sha'aga chitzonius. This is, as the Rebbe explains, this is ka'aryeh, as it says in the pasuk, ka'aryeh yishag. Achrei Hashem teleichel ka'aryeh yishag, like the roar of a lion. But this is still a sha'aga chitzonius. It's still not a roar that comes from the deepest part of the person. Mashenikin hisayrus pinimiyas aleich shalodam elakavish baruchu. But then there's something miraculous that we were talking about a lot at the end of last week. There's something miraculous about a Jew. That a person is possible to feel his iris pnimius halayv shal adam shal kadosh baruch hu tetzah mekach, when it's the pnimius halayv that comes as a result, he tetzah mekach shepanecha havaya avakesh, that it's possible for a Yid to experience his iris of the pnimius aleif, of the inner point of the heart, which comes as a result, shepanecha havaya avakesh. It's unbelievable. It's not something that could take place. Apitam vedas. It's not something natural. Es panecha havaya avakesh, tekashim es gala his kashis el panecha havaya. That a person is able of experiencing this kesher with kivyochel Hashem himself. Not just a manifestation of elokus or a ray of Hashem's presence, but Hashem kivyochel himself. Tekashim es gala his kashis el panecha havaya. Hapnimius de lamala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavad v'atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachal himself. When that happens, oz misayra ha'odam b'yahav g'doyla Hashem, then there's a great love that's ignited in the person, b'chinis pnimius aleif. And this is called pnimius aleif. V'hu b'chinis b'chol ma'idacha. And as we learn, this is the inyan, this is the China of Ubechol Ma'idecha. Ahav G'dayla Zula Hashem. When a person experiences this great love for Hashem, Nikus Ahava B'chol Ma'edecha. It's called B'chol Ma'edecha. The Ma'ed, as we explained last week, the Ma'ed V'loshen Mida. Ma'ed means measure. K'pirish Chazal. B'chol Midu Mida Shuh Ma'edid Lecha. Chazal teach us that B'chol Ma'edecha means that with whatever measure Hashem gives you in life, whatever you go through in life, sometimes, hopefully more often, there are good things. And Hashem is showing you a certain midah that's called the midah sachesed, that you see, that you feel. There are other times where there's a midah sagvur that you're experiencing in life. B'chol ma'idech, I mean, b'chol midah u'midah, shuhu ma'ideid, with whatever midah, to love Hashem with whatever midah of Hashem's relationship to you, you experience in life. B'chol midah u'midah shuhu ma'ideid lach. So the word ma'id we see, Chazal teach us, is from the word, or connected to the word mi'ida, as we spoke about last week. B'chol ma'idecha. U'mavur b'chasidus. It means something that is defined and measured. U'mavur b'chasidus. She'b'chol ma'idecha. So what is the meaning of b'chol ma'idecha? She'b'chol ma'idecha. He ahava shalamala mimedida v'hagbala. B'chol ma'idecha means a love that rises above anything that is measured, anything that has measure or gavul or boundary. So the question, of course, is the case that evshalay la'adam mugbala agyila be'ahava bilti mugbalas. A human being is a creature that's a mugbal. He's limited by many things. It's mostly by his humanness, the fact that he is human and he's finite. He is a creature that is made entirely of midas, physical midas, size, his height, his weight, the exact appearances, emotionally, intellectually, everything about a human being is measurable. A human being consists of midas. Even if he's not a nice guy, he's still a bal midas. That's the nature of a human being. He's a bal midas. He has a certain amount of years to live, a certain amount of words to speak, and so on. So how's it possible? So the case of Evsher Lo Adam Mugbal Agila, they ahava bilti mugbalas. How is it possible for a human being who by definition is mugbal, is a balmida, is measured and limited and finite, how could he possibly experience an ahava which is bilti mugbalas? How could he experience love which is bilti mugbalas, which is without boundaries, without measure? The truth is, of course, a goy cannot experience that. It makes no difference if he rolls in the aisle of the church or if he throws himself off a mountain cliff. It makes no difference. Just one extra seat in church and one less guy on the top of the mountain. But aside from that, it makes no difference. So how could it be that a Yid Lahavdil can reach a Madrega of Ahava, which is built in Mugbalas? It's when there is something that's not of this world within himself that is shown to him. You have to work to be zoiche to have a taste of that. You have to work very hard. There is such a thing even if you don't work, but that's not what Rebbe's talking about right now. He's talking about after the avoida of bakshu panai. Of Bakshu Panai, of seeking Hashem's face, of seeking that connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his bainus, entire avoid entire mitzvahs, that there's such a thing that is mezgala chelak Hashem amai, the chelak Hashem that's inside of a person, pnimius haneshama, that the inner essence of the Jewish soul is akshur b'mahusa v'atzmus Yisbaruch, is bound to the actual essence of God Himself. to the infinite one. So there's something infinite that the finite Jew contains within, that holds within him. There's something infinite within each and every one of us. Chelek Hashem Amai. Pnimiyas HaNeshama Kshuva Mahus V'Atzmus Yisbarach Azai. So when a person is shown, a little bit of that, when that is misgala in the person, then misayra bi'ahava atzuma l'Hashem she'en l'shum hagbala. Then there can be an experience of b'chol ma'idecha, beyond any measure, beyond any of the limitations that he knows of himself, of his seichel, of his heart, of his emotions, and even with his guf. He enters into a mode of reality that's not real. That's not real, meaning that it's not limited by the midas of this world. And that is the meaning, Zel mi mamakim kersicha Hashem. Mim ke alev mamaki alev. And that's why we say this, Vaseres Meitshuv. Ubezei yuvanatam shayim in Vaseres Meitshuv, the next page. Nundal. Now we can understand why we say Vaseres Meitshuv. This kapitel tilam amiz mashiyah malif mi mamakim kersicha Hashem. From the depths, I call out to you, Hashem. She is iris me amek alayv, that there's a his iris that comes me amek alayv, from the depths of the heart. Hainu, ha-havel Hashem b'chinas p'nimis alayv, not the chitzanias alayv, which is tam v'daz, which a person works, he thinks about Hashem, and that causes him to feel a love. When he thinks about how Hashem's light fills the world, and so on and so forth, as we learn, then he thinks and thinks and thinks, and that inspires him to love Hashem. But then the person is capable of experiencing something else that comes from the mamakim of who he is, that he never even knew could be. That's an ahava that comes from Pnimius HaLev. Because through this tshuva ilah me'umka d'liba, that what? The person is doing tshuva me'umka d'liba, and he feels from the depths of his heart, kirao ma'ar azvez Hashem, how bitter it is, and how terrible and bitter to be away from Hashem, to have left him, and the Rechukim upon Yisbach, and to be far away from Hashem. Hashem no gada nefesh mamish, that touches the person's soul, that the mamish hurts him terribly. Bekev ish leiv ha-maiga, dezeh, through that, ma'ayra gam ke lamalu yas kvasicha Hashem, mehelem lagilui, shizgal b'chinis p'nimiyas malchus Yisbach, alena that it can be revealed, the p'nimiyas of the malchus Hashem, and the p'nimiyas of the heart of a person. He explains. Vashaychus laseis meitshuva davke. What's the connection between the mamakim, the depths, and the 10 days of tshuva? A person can experience this any day of the year. But when it comes to the aseis meitshuva, tshuva has a very, very deep connection to a person being able to experience the mamakim of who he is. And mimela to taste of that ahava without measure. That's possible all year, any time, but especially during the days of tshuva. The shaykh says mechuva davke, ilfisha yomim elohim is man tshuva ilah, because these are days, says mechuva, days of the higher tshuva. She is iris tshuva mi emek alayv, where there's a great iris of tshuva during that time of the year that comes from the depths of the heart. Shemargish merirus gedoyla, the person feels during a says mechuva that whole time of the year, a great bitterness. From being far from the light of Hashem's face. The whole year it's not as intolerable. The whole year he could bear it. The whole year he might not feel that. It might not hurt him as much. But during a Sesame Tshuva, it hurts a lot. How far he is from Hashem. And it touches the Oimek HaNefesh. And because of that, there's a certain depth that we can find in ourselves during a Sesame Tshuva, that time of the year that we can't normally find. So there's a call that goes out, Mimamakim. Aida Tshuva Me'umke Deliba Mimamakim Haimida Keneged Mida. So when a person does that, and he calls out, of course, again, on one's own, there's no way for us to enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim of Mahus of Atzmus, of God's essence. We can't do that. It's not a place that a person has the password to, through davening, through learning, through mitzvahs. You can't get into that place. There's no way in. But what we can do is from the mamakim, through the feeling of unbelievable pain, it's nagei ad nafshei mamish, of the distance that one feels, and being misboinen in the reality of Hashem's presence in one's life, despite all of our avers, and despite that we've made ourselves so far from Him. And there's a cry that comes from the mamakim, then mida keneged mida, Hashem is Baruch, who is infinite, responds to that, krasicha havai mimakim, krasicha havai de'in ha'kriya l'kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to call to Hashem? It sounds crazy, but a person can do that. We always think of calling out to Hashem is that it's somebody very far away and saying, and just screaming Hashem, and Hashem from far away just hears us screaming. But it's really much deeper than that. Because as the Rebbe explains in many places, when we spoke about the Maimon Mimamakim, The Rebbe explains in many mamar that kriya in Lashon HaKodesh doesn't just mean a person standing someplace and screaming. It means calling out to somebody who's far away that he should come to you. Calling means to somebody. Calling him over. It's like somebody is calling out to his friend. That his friend should come. He's calling him to come. So, as amazing as it seems, a human being. Can be kairei la Hashem isbar. She is gala elokusa ba'arlam. In other words, it's that scream of come out, wherever you are. I mean, come to me. That you should be revealed to me. That you should be revealed in the world. That's what it means, mimamakim. When a person comes to that place of mimamakim, where he's brokenhearted and bitter over the distance between himself and Hashem. And that despite that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him another chance, chula v'chula, and all that brings the tshuva ilah. Then from the mimakim can be, krasicha Hashem, I'm calling out to you to come out from your hiding place, to come out. I can't do that. In other words, I can't get into you. I can't open that door into the Kodesh Kadoshim. But I could call to you to come out from the Kodesh Kodashim, to make a house call, to come visit. Kachu kairi l'Hashem z'moch shi'izgal l'okus v'o'erlam. K'moi sh'b'moshal ha'nal, sh'atzorech v'kri'a lova elov, u'k'sh'chavei roi ovi v'rochig mena. Why do I need to call? Why does a person have to scream? Because his friend or his father, whoever it is that he loves, is far away. So kachu b'nimshol, so it is in the nimshol. The inyan ha-kriya, la-kadosh baruch hu, the meaning of calling out to Hashem, hu ha-bakosha, what it means really is this bakosha, this request, but it's a desperate plea. She-tezgala madrega zu belakus, that there should be revealed within me this reality, this level of elokus, shemitzad atzmi ruchayke v'nei lomim in adam, that on my own it's far, I can't get there. It's far, far, far from me. I can never get into that place. But I'm begging it, that level of elokus, to come to me. To be uncovered, to be revealed to me. By that kriya, he nimsheches min ahelem elagiloi. That's what kriya means. Even when you call a person, on the telephone, what does it mean to call a person on the telephone? It means that that person is right now, his thoughts and his feelings are unknown to me, are hidden from me. So I'm calling the person to know how the person is doing, to know what the person is thinking, how he's feeling. In other words, so that I should know him. I know who it is, I miss him, and I call him on the phone. How are you? And he tells me. This is what I did today, this was going on, how are you, and so on. So that which was in a state of helem, of concealment, becomes goli, becomes revealed to me. So when I call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking him to make himself known to me. But it's on a madrega, when it's dafka, that's why it's dafka during the Seis Metshuva, it's so effective. It's any day, but especially a Seis Metshuva. But from that place of tshuva, that the person is in that place of tshuva, mi'umka deliba, tshuva ilah, that he has the schus. He wants to, he feels that he wants to, and he has the schus and the strength to kivyachal call out to Hashem. That Hashem's Baruch should be mezgala to him, b'chvaydoi v'atzmai. Mahusai atzmusai should be revealed. V'aydei akri yinim sheches menahelem el agilui. V'zeu inyan gilui panecha havaya. This is the meaning of revealing panecha havaya. Panecha havaya. Pnimius Malchusius Baruch, the inner Malchus of Hashem. There's an external Malchus and there's an internal Malchus. You could either be a person who reaches out to Hashem from the outer Malchus, the outer regions of who you are, or you can call to him from the inner Pnimius, the Pnimius Alev, the inner Malchus of who you are. So he explains, Zeuin Yigili Panecha Havaya. Pnimius, panecha means the pnimius. Pnimius malchus is born. Pnimius malchus Hashem. The chitzainius ha-malchus, himash kadosh baruch hu melech ha-olam. What's the chitzainius of Hashem's malchus? That Hashem is melech ha-olam. That Hashem is melech ha-olam, that he's king of the world, melech ha-olam. And that the whole world is able to enjoy that, to experience that, that Hashem is Melech Ha'olam. Sheshefa Achiz Shebechol HaNevroim Hurak Or V'ziv Chitzayim V'Nisbach, as we learned, the Shefa of life, that every Nivra experiences God. Every Nivra, everything that exists, experiences God. But it experiences the Chitzayim HaMalchus, meaning it enjoys the fact that God gives it life. All of us think about that and we feel that. And to some degree, even a chai, a tzemeach, a doimein, an animal, a plant, and even a rock senses that. That presence of God. That ziv, that ray of shefa that gives life to all Nivraim. But that's an Or V'ziv Chitzayim V'Nisbach, which itself, if you think about that, as we learned, that could also awaken a person to feel love for Hashem. But that's still called Melech Ha'olam. That's for the taking. That's out for the whole world. And the whole world can reach that. And the whole world experiences that. And without really making a great effort. For us, it seems like a huge effort because that's how far we've wandered. But without making a great effort, one can feel a love for Hashem. This is the minimal kiyum of the mitzvah of Yahavta Hashem L'Kacha, which is one of the 613 mitzvahs that we learned in the Chaburah and Sefer Mitzvahs, which has to be kikar v'lech adav ma'ay. It has to be something that each one of us can be mekayim all of our lives. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. But that's still called Melech Ha'olam. Asher enikein, Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu Melech Yisrael. Then there's something beyond that. That's called Melech Yisrael. Imagine what a schus we have to say that. And that we yidden to say Melech Yisrael, there aren't so many left in the whole world. And from those Jews who are left in the whole world, there are only a few who Hashem Eter Mitzvahs, that we're just a couple of chevra that are left in the world. Melech Yisrael. Doesn't feel like that because, you know, where do we go? We go to here in Brooklyn. You know, if you're very brave, you go to Muncie. You have some points, from your credit card, you can get that to sell a little bit, right? So then, and you think the whole world, that's it, can you imagine? This is the whole world. The whole world consists of a couple little shtetl here and there. It's the whole, what's left of Klai Yisrael, the whole world. Very little. And then we could say Melech Yisrael, it's a different disease. Melech Yisrael. That's talking about, that's Koy al Pnimius Amalchus. We'll see the note in a minute. That's Pnimius Amalchus. Commission is Barla El Shakesha ben Yisravagashbohu Panecha Havai. Panecha. That a Jew is capable of experiencing the Pnimius Kivyachal of himself. Mahusavat Musa. Not anything that a human being cannot achieve that. It's not human. And it's Taket for the rest of the world. It's Melech Ha'olam. And the rest of the world can also feel God and can care about God and can love God and talk about Him and so on. That's true. But Pnimius HaMalchus, Panecha Havaya, Mimamakim Krasicha Havaya, Mimamakim Krasicha Havaya, that the essence of God, Kivyochel, to come out from that hiding place, Minahela Melagilu, to come out from that place, that's only Melech Yisrael. It's only a Yid can experience such a thing. Panecha Havaya. Why? How could that be? Liyais the Chelek Havaya Amai. Because Chelek Havaya Amai. Because inside each and every one of us there's a Chelek of Hashem. Chelek Havaya Amai. Now Zen Nemar, and that's what the Navi says. The Navi Yirmiyah says, Mirochaik Hashem Nirali. From far away, beyond anything that a human being could ever find, any explorer could ever get to. Mirochak Hashem Nirali, he appears to me, he comes to me. Mirochak Hashem Nirali. Shapei v'shapnimi b'zehu, the deeper meaning of this is, shal yidei. Only when a person feels, oh, how far I am from him. how far I am. Mirochaik. Only when a person feels the richuk. And like we learned before, kira umar ozeis es Hashem. It's so bitter and terrible. That I've gone away from him. Kaidim called the fact that my neshama came into the world, into the gush. That itself had crossed over a big, big, big distance. Just the metzias of my life, this rochaik. But then, besides that, after the bris, after I was born, then I got a little bit older. So in the beginning it was okay, but then later on, I started doing things to make myself even further. That's when we were born. We were sent into Galus. But v'nisrachaknu me'alad maseinu. That the Tanya says that v'nisrachaknu me'alad maseinu. Me'ala that the Baruch Shalom kicked us out of Eretz Yisrael. That what can you do? That's v'nechatoinu galinim atzeinu. We didn't behave and we were sent into Galus. But we didn't have to get so far away from Eretz Yisrael. And so far away from our feelings of connection to ourselves. That's v'nisra chaknu. We made ourselves far. V'nisra chaknu. We made ourselves feel distant from Eretz Yisrael. It's the same thing when it comes to the goals of the neshama. Mirochek Hashem nirali. Mirochek Hashem. When the person realizes that Aleph is such a distance because I'm a human being. And he's infinite. He's Ein Sof. And then besides that, Ra umar, ozva yas Hashem. Besides that, I pulled myself even further and further away. I went further away. When a person feels that, to feel how far I am from Or Panav Yisborach, from the light of His face. And it's not something that you just talk about or you think about, but it's negeya. It's negeya loy ba'emek hanefesh. It touches you, and it hurts you. Ba'omek hanefesh. Ad sheshavah l'Hashem, till you can't bear anymore that life of being far from Him. You can't bear it. Ad sheshavah l'Hashem b'chol pnimiyus levavah. And you return to Hashem b'chol pnimiyus levavah, where there are no more words that you can use for that pain. All you can do is to blow the shofar. That's all you could do, is to just a scream of pain, of unbelievable pain, and a scream that comes from the pnimius alev that's beyond anything that you could articulate, explain. The first requirement to experiencing this His galus, this revelation of panecha havaya, is humility. But humility to feel broken by one's averus, to feel humbled by one's smallness. That's where you see by emissary tzaddikim who live in a way of complete and total humility. There you feel, when you're near them, you feel such elokus, you feel such godliness, because they're so humble, and they're kelim for Hashem is Baruch's light. Because only a person who feels mirachayk, then Hashem nearly. Hashem attaches Himself, b'chvayda v'atzmai, mahus, atzmus mahusai. He attaches Himself to those who feel the bitterness of mirachayk, of being far away. And that causes that gilui, that revelation of Hashem nearly. look at footnote 36. Chitzonius Amalchus and Pnimius Amalchus. I have the ben Pnimius Amalchus and Chitzonius Amalchus. The difference between Pnimius Amalchus and Chitzonius Amalchus. Hu ka'achilik ben Meluchim Emshol is the same difference between two words that are used for malchus, for sovereignty and kingship. That the Rishonim explain, there's a difference between melucha and memshala. Kila Hashem hamelucha u'moshel bagoyim. There's a difference between malchus and memshala. Malchus and memshala. We know that at least that much nerve they didn't have in Israel to call that impersonation of a democracy. They didn't call it a malchus; they just called it the memshala. Right? They don't call it. They didn't have the nerve to say malchus because sof kol sof they come from David HaMelech, and even David Ben Gurion understood that he's not David HaMelech. That much he understood. Maybe he put himself as second, but David HaMelech he's not. So it's not a malchus, it's a memshala, zo. And there's a big difference between malchus and memshala. It's a big difference between malchus and memshala. He says, melucha, what's the difference? Melucha hi berotzen. Melucha, the word melech, malchus, always means berotzen. Berotzen means when you want it. The Bnei HaMalchus, the Bnei HaMelucha, they really, really mean it when they say, long live the king. They want the king. And that's what we say in davening every day. Malchusai berotzen. Malchus means berotzen. I want that. Malchusai berotzen. Kilo aleim. Sha'am mekabel aleim is ol malchusam ritzenem atoiv. That the nation accepts the malchus ritzenem atoiv. They want it. It's berotzen. Elachein l'shaya gedem malucha el al b'nei adam shem ha'anoshim k'maisai. And therefore, as we're going to talk about later on, it's only shayach, malucha is only shayach al b'nei adam shehem anoshim k'maisai. When there's, like it says, mikarev achicha, when it's one of your brothers, when it's a person from amongst you, who I understand, who I care for, who I respect, who I even love, who I can see as someone that understands me and relates to me. So then there could be a malchusa beratzen. Mekerev achicha, from among my brothers, someone that I could relate to. Albeit he's might be smarter and greater and so on, stronger, but he's still a ben adam. Avla al behemis v'chayis l'shayach gedem malucha. For a human being to stand up and to say that he's a king over the beasts, over the animals, it's absurd. Avla behemis v'chayis l'shayach gedem malucha. Some malchus. You can throw a rope around the dog, a leash, and pull him. And you could, and if you would go over and interview this dog, so how do you feel? How do you feel about your melech? So the dog would say, "Him, he's my melech. He's not my melech." Yeah, but I see you. You wear a t-shirt that has his name on it. And you bring him his slippers and stuff like that. He says, "What? No, it's a malchus. It's a memshala. He rules over me. He caught me and he took me from the dog pen or wherever he got, went to the dog store, and they put a leash on me, and that's it. I'm a shuba to this guy. That's a malchus." If you ask him, if you ask the dog, "What were your plans in life?" He says, "I had bigger plans than to sit around in this guy's house, making him feel that he has a friend in his life or something. I have other things to do. I have a lot of things I wanted to do. I wanted to, to be in the dog Olympics or to go to the moon or something. They have dogs that went to the moon." So he had different plans. This dog had different plans. Instead, it's a mazel. I ended up with this guy. It's not a malucha. It's a memshala. He rules over me. That's not a pnimius amalchus. It's a pnimi samalchus. Kind of malchus is. V'hem schaiz v'shayn. V'ashenken memshalu hu bal korcham. Shel eile sha'aleim hu moishal. Ah, memshalu means when you go and you take over a place, they don't want you there. They don't want you in that place. They don't feel any shaychus to you, any kesher. They don't want you. You force yourself on them and you rule over them. V'hem sha'afil sha'in ala tevasam, as we've seen countless times in history, much more often than not, that it's not l'toivas, it's not even l'toivas, the b'nei ha-memshala, it's not even good for them. It's not even good for them. What good is there in this? I was reading something that was printed out from Arut Sheva, and the leaders of the memshala, Hashem Yirachem, we should be zeichet to have Melech Mashiach. But the leaders of the Memshala, so Olmert was saying, he said, surprisingly, he said Nemes Avart, somebody else must have wrote it for him. But he said Nemes Avart, but he said it's an obvious thing. He was saying to the people of the people of Gaza, he says, "Our fight is not with you. We don't have a fight with you. You know, there's you, the schleppers, the tailors, the shoemakers, the butchers. Your whole lives have been ruined by these people. It's true. They've ruined your lives." So he says, we have nothing with you, but we have one common enemy, And the enemy is Hamas. It's the same enemy. That they're ruining your lives and they're trying to ruin our lives. Of the Zachilit. You can't fight against them, but we have to fight against them. That's a Malchus. And the Taliban, the Yimach Shemam in Afghanistan, that's a Malchus. It's, the people are terrorized. And the second that they were pushed away from Kabul and other places, the second they pushed away, the people there had a yontif. It's mamash a yontif there. But that's not a malucha. It's a memshala. It's not for the good of the people. It's for the good of the people who are running the place. Remember they had Hussein. It's such a pella how the world forgets. Like, you know, I was on this poll from that you remember it happened last week or 2 weeks ago. He had some idiot that he threw his shoe at the president. You don't even have to say about such a thing. But what I find is the most painful, not that the chutzpah is beyond word, but what's something I can't even find the words for it is that America has to take care of you animals, America should say, you know what, you're right. Just like when these neighborhoods in Harlem and Bedford-Stuyvesant and East New York, they're screaming that the police are the biggest risham of the police. Not from their own, the murderers, the thieves, the biggest risham of the police. So it's the police should say, you know what, Rabbi Isai, you're right. We're leaving. Shalom. We're hurting you so badly. It's so bad for you to have police in your neighborhood, right? You're right. Take care of yourselves. Remember Los Angeles, when the police left Los Angeles? If the police would leave these neighborhoods for a minute, everything would go back to Tov Avo. It would go back to before Shesh and Vibrations. It would go back to Mamsha Tov Avo. See how this guy throws a shoe at the President of the United States. The biggest Medina of Chesed, because American lives are lost every day, and these soldiers are putting themselves in these places for who? So, okay, we're afraid it's going to be mishtalshel to the free world, to us, to help you out, that you should be able to live, you should have a normal life. And because he throws the President. It's unbelievable. Bechlal, all that these Iraqis are the nerve, that they want to govern themselves. Go ahead, govern yourselves. The second America leaves, all those guys with the turbans and the long beards are back. That's it. The party's over. Movies are closed. No more movies. They like movies. Movies are finished. No more movies. Every time you go into a movie, there's a picture there of some sheik. Or some Shah, or whatever. No more, there's no more John Wayne. Finished. We're done. That's what they're up to over there. We're finished. That's a Malchus. How Malchus is that? So I'm sure, just to finish, it's later, but I don't want to. So, it says, Mashiach, I'm sure, Yibal Korchem Shal Eile Shalem Homo Shal Be'efshe, I feel Hashem Motavosom. Therefore, we find, in your memshala the haridi, gametz al balachaim, that people take a rule over animals. It's a big rachmanis. You go to the circus, and you see these elephants. They're walking. They're like, "What am I doing over here?" And you have some guy. Once in a while, they give each other a look, and then the circus is finished. Happened a few times, right? Or the lions. They say, "What am I? Am I crazy? Listen to this guy." And you have, and they stand there, you give a clap, and the elephant goes standing on a little box like it. The whole thing's a big rachmanis. That's a malchus. It's not a malchus. Just the elephants are so dumb, they don't know. They just give one, and they step on this guy. They're so dumb. They don't know. It's a dictatorship. It's not a malchus. It's a dictatorship. All of this is called Chitzonius. L'fir ha'nikum ha'mshol chitzonius shamidus ha'malchus. Chitzonius shamidus ha'malchus. Just very much another 2 minutes, I'm sorry. L'fir she'en kan ela ha'maisev ha'poel shalom. It's just, yeah, there's somebody ruling, but it's not the emes ha'malchus. Dainu v'diyas van ha'gesam chitzonius. V'chaseir ha'pnimius shamidus. It's missing the pnimius of malchus. The pnimius of malchus is a different world. Shiakesha Pnimi ben Hamelach Ha'am. There's a deep, deep, deep kesha between the Melech and Ha'am. And Machusa Beratzim Kiblo Aleihem. V'am Shem Mekabma Ol Machusa Beratzim. Even though sometimes there are things that the people don't agree with, but that they know that the king is for them and he's one of them. V'Melech Aleihem B'Derech Tavasim. Zeresh Medayek Kan Shizal Pnimi Es Machusa Aleihem. Ki Pnimi Es Machusa Baruch Hu Rak Al Yisrael. The rest of the world, they're afraid, they listen, whatever it might be, some more, some less. But only is Melech Yisrael, Rak Yisrael, Ki Rak Behem Shach Lem Shiesh, is a Keshe V'Yachas Ben Avin HaKadosh Baruch. Only between a Jew and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there a Keshe and a Yachas, Tichelek Hashem Amai. Because then there's a relationship, there's a Keshe. He's one, Kivyoch, it's scary to say he's one of us. And we're one of him. But you can't say that, because for the rest of the world, it's like a person ruling over animals. It's not a Keshe. There's a Malchus, but it's not a Keshe. Only with the Yisrael, because the Yid has in him Chelek Hashem Mamish. So there's a Dimyon, and it could be that he's one of us. And there could be a Malchus, a Malchus of Rosak, it's a very deep Indian. There's a Keshe, Yachas, Beinu, Ben Kut Shabich, Shabiglol, Yitachin, Gedda Malucha, there could be a Malucha. Mashenikin Al Shahar, Bum Yeshvach, Chitainis, a Malchus, the rest of the world is Chitainis, a Malchus. Memshal. It's only Memshal. Flamze, Gil, Machus, Yisbarach, Olam, Bapam, Yishon, Hirak, Biyam, The real Malchus of Hashem is only Melech Yisrael. Well, next Monday, Mr. Hashem, we'll talk about the Zechrinus. We'll end this Chelik of the Maimer with the Zechrinus, and then how it all comes together. But meh, is the belonging of the Shaykh. Okay.